Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 2.25 cents at 5.79 1/4. July wheat down 0.75 cents at 6.28 1/2. And July beans up 7 3/4 cents at 14.11 1/2. We had some deliveries. Soy oil, we had 199 delivered. Wheat, 854, pretty big number there, but no corn, no beans, and no meal. The old saying around the Board of Trade is buy heavy deliveries on first notice day. We've obviously had a huge break in the wheat, heavy deliveries on first notice day, so I don't think I'd want to be short wheat down here. All the main markets are oversold out here, and I really think we're due for a rally. The soy basis in Brazil was up 40 cents. So that's a strong indication that maybe, you know, the big pressure in Brazil is backing off. The U.S. wheat now looks to be the cheapest wheat around the world. We saw a little bit of pickup in business in the last 24 hours here. So hopefully we'll continue to see some demand come in for our wheat. We didn't see any export sales this morning or cancellations. So, you know, right now not having any cancellations is probably good news. You know, you look at the May corn, July corn spread, it traded at its highest level yesterday, closed up about a nickel. Still tells me there's tightness out here, but, you know, it's hard to believe that the spread of July, May-July, would be on its highs on a good 50-cent break in the corn. I don't think I've ever seen that. But at any rate, you know, whether we make the lows the first Monday of the month, which would be this coming Monday, or whether we make the lows on the first notice day, I don't think it makes a whole lot of difference out here. I think the bottom line is people should start looking to be buying breaks. If you have feed needs out there, I'd certainly look to get some feed needs covered out here. I think we're going to see markets hopefully pick up, get better demand out here. And again, we're just oversold. I think, you know, as we head into May, you know, we're going to get the crops in the ground, no question about that. But, you know, we still have the whole growing season ahead of us. There's absolutely no premium built in here for anything, let alone what's going to happen with the grain agreement with Russia and Ukraine. So, you know, I think there's a lot of balls floating in the air trying to be juggled out here. But I think at this point, between now and Monday, it favors the long side of the market. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.